Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, were Masterpiece Thundercracker version 2 images released? Did we just get a first look at Rusty Siege Ironhide? And what conventions are already canceling for 2021? Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. And this is episode 416 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that knew 2020 wasn't quite done with us yet. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hello. Let's talk Transformers.
All right, as always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. You guys keep the show going, you keep us in business, so thank you. We couldn't do it without you. And we've got some new people this week. Well, one new person, one returning person. So Greg has signed up for a year of donations, so thank you, Greg, for coming in and getting access to all of our, all those little perks. And we appreciate you signing up for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Greg.
And, of course, we've got to give a shout out to Dinobot Maximize, who has upgraded his donation to Masterpiece Donatrion. So, Dinobot, you're getting a shout-out at the end of every episode. So, congratulations. Thank you so much for continuing to support us. You've been a long-time supporter, a lot over the years, and this ups the ante considerably. So, we really appreciate it. Welcome to the ranks of Masterpiece Donatrion, along with our good friend John Forex Levengood.
Hot damn! That's great.
All right, and if you would like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and there you can sign up either on Patreon or PayPal, and that's where you can help us out. If you don't want to become a Donatrion, that's fine. Keep listening. You can also help us out if you buy some merchandise from our TeePublic store. That is at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And you can check out our friend K-Girl store at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. We've got lots of cool shirt designs. We've got masks. We've got other merchandise. We've got a good library of Transmissions shirts. We've got classic. We've got old school. We've got, Autobot and Decepticon ones or good guy slash bad guy ones. We've got different logo designs. I think it's a nice variety. So you can check those out. And if you're listening to this when this comes out on January 13th, TeePublic is doing a site-wide sale right now. So from the 13th to the 16th, everything is $13 t-shirts and everything else is 35% off. So that's a pretty good deal. TeePublic runs these sales about monthly, so it's a good time to buy some stuff. Maybe use some of that Christmas money you got over the holiday and get a new shirt. We've got cool sweatshirts, too, keep you warm, hoodies, anything you like. Yeah, the hoodies are really nice. So, transmissionspodcast.com/shop, and anything you buy from TeePublic through that link gives us a little bonus. And before we get into toys, just want to mention we do have Empire of Rust, the live play Transformers RPG podcast run by our friend, editor, and producer, Mike Ordway. So the uncut version of Empire of Rust, episode 40, Indecision 3000, that is out on our, available exclusive to our Donatrion, so it's up on our Patreon. Just came out this Monday. So episode 40 came out last week, and this is the uncut extended episode with all the stuff that was cut out. So if you are a Donatrion, you have immediate access to that through our Patreon page. So check that out. All right, let's talk about some toys.
We start off this show with they're saying possible first look, but I think it's It's definitely happening. I mean, they always do this. So we've gotten our first look here at Masterpiece Thundercracker 2.0. So we knew that this was going to happen. That's all they do with this Seeker mold is they make all three of the main Seekers out of them. So we've got our first look here at Thundercracker being done out of the brand new Starscream mold. It looks like they've got a new face on them, which is to be expected. They're going with the more cartoon blue, which is to be expected. So this thing comes with all the basically the same accessories that Starscream's going to come with. Is a blue Starscream with a different face. So there you go. There's no pricing information on it yet, but we can expect it's going to be fairly similar pricing to what Starscream is. And yeah, so there you go. Let's go with Barney Gumble. Charles, what do you think of Masterpiece Thundercracker 2.0 here?
It looks good. It's a Seeker. I mean, the Seekers look good. They always look good. I do like that they have him posed like he's in the his pose from the intro to the classic cartoon, the G1 season 1 cartoon intro. The little part where the Thundercracker and Skywarp transform and are, you know, running at the camera blasting. So I appreciate that. But yeah, it's blue Starscream. It's Thundercracker. Yeah, we know it's Seekers come in all colors. It's not a surprise, not too exciting. But if you're a fan of Thundercracker, of course, you know, more power to you.
Yeah, right on. Seekers be seeking other colors. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on this? I know this is going to be likely $200+ US.
Yeah, I just looked up. Starscream is $264 of ABTS right now.
Right. So let's say, I mean, this doesn't get the Starscream tax. So let's say it's $250. You get a deal, right? We're looking at over $750 US to get three figures if you go for the all three Seekers. That's insanity. What are your thoughts on getting the three Seekers?
You can get a Unicron for less than that.
You can. And it would eat them.
Yeah, I wish that I had the money to throw around to buy stuff like that. But, you know, it got responsibilities, stupid things like bills. This looks really nice. The Starscream, you know, which we saw before, looks really nice. So there's no reason to think this won't be a great figure. It's just, the price is just crazy. But I mean, obviously people are buying them, so that's why they're making them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Starscream's not out yet, so they haven't bought them yet.
Oh, he's not. Okay. Well, they're making this, so obviously they know Starscream's going to do well because, you know, for some reason people like Starscream. But Thundercracker was always one of my favorites because he was the Seeker I had as a kid. So I think it looks great. I do prefer the darker blue, but, you know, with these cartoon accurate ones, you know, I understand why. I would love to see it in person and fiddle with it and transform it and stuff, but I don't think I would be purchasing it just, you know, unless like someone just gifted it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks good.
Yeah. So I want to take this just a little bit more and get your guys' opinions on something. There's a precedent set for expensive toys, right? Companies like Hot Toys produce exceedingly well-done action figures. Aren't statues. They're action figures that are really just very detailed, hyper-detailed. The cloth goods are really well done. They're masterpieces. So if you look at the Masterpiece line, do you think that this is something that they're actually striving for? Hasbro, Takara are striving for to get to that echelon of like a Hot Toys figure, whereas they expect that their fans have that kind of disposable money too and should be spending it on Transformers. Now, on the flip side, Hot Toys and alike
put exceptional quality into their figures, where yeah. I'm seeing a drop in Masterpiece Transformers quality. When you just look at stuff like the recent Masterpiece Hound, the Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron, Masterpiece... can't think of one off the top of my head right now, but those are two off the top of my head that I can remember having QC issues right out of the box. This seems to be, you know, in contrary to what they're actually going for. They want high prices, which is fine. Let them go for high prices, but they got to bring the quality up. Do you think this is, you know, do you see that, or do you agree with me, or do you think it's just the prices are just going up because it's the time for it? They, you know, their fan base is making more money.
I think it's a combination. I do think that that's kind of what they aspire to be with the Masterpiece line, you know, kind of like the Hot Toys, but making it transform, you do have to make compromises.
Mm-hmm.
I think the QC issues are just kind of a black stain on the line, because you expect QC issues with the mainline stuff, but with Masterpiece, there really should be a higher standard that they achieve before they're shipped out.
Yeah.
We are seeing things like I'll talk about in a little bit about Flame Toys with their action figure line that I think it is more for that Hot Toys collector that doesn't really care about the transforming aspect. I think just the combination, you're hitting both markets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized Flame Toys and Hot Toys. I now see what they're going with their name.
Right. Now, Charles, the transformations have actually gotten more intricate and more complex, which can kind of add to the price increases. But like I was asking Jeremy, the quality just doesn't seem to be up there. Now, I know through doing trips to the store every week, none of us have gotten any of these recent Masterpiece figures. I don't know what your thoughts are on this, whether you see it as a natural, you know, progression of the Masterpiece line to see the price go up, as well as the transformation intricacies. What are your feelings on the quality control as opposed to, you know, something like, you know, Hot Toys or you know, other very high-end action figure lines?
I don't know if where the problems with quality control are coming, because it might just be that it's a coincidence or it's a, you know, it's a just something that happened with particular figures, because we have seen quality control issues with Masterpiece toys in the past. I mean, particularly the original Masterpiece Rodimus Prime had some significant issues.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they are, you know, Takara is still putting their resources into quality control that they're, you know, that they should. I mean, I think that won't be, you know, tied directly to the cost of the figures. What I see is maybe Takara and Hasbro always kind of ignore third party's existence, but third party toys have always had a significant markup compared to mainline toys. And I think they see, well, if these, you know, third party sellers can, they're taking our IP and designing more intricate transformers and then charging, you know, 100% or, you know, 75% markup. Well, maybe we should be charging that much for our Masterpiece figures. Our Masterpiece figures are comparable to these third party figures. So our customers are showing us that they can pay that. So maybe we should just put our prices in line with those figures.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't think of that.
So that's my speculation. I mean, I have no evidence to back that up, but
yeah, if they can undercut third party figures in price a little bit, you know, I think that would be where they could win. Mm-hmm. Without resorting to having to like sue them and stuff.
Yeah.
True. And as we've seen time and time again, Hasbro Takara figures will always win out when compared to a direct comparison through in the third party market.
Well, I mean, they get the mass production, like they can just put out so many more figures.
Mm-hmm.
Third party companies are limited in how many they can produce.
Sure. And you can't discount the fact that there are Transformers fans out there that discount third party figures just on the face of it. of being a mm-hmm. third party figure, right?
Yeah.
They disagree it's with the iconography of it at all, and they don't want to have any of the anything to do with them. So, you know, whether it's a superior product or not, they're dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's you know, their feelings. Hasbro Takara figures always win out.
What I do see is, you know, adding that transformation complexity is going to naturally make your quality control more difficult. I mean, if you're making your figures that much more intricate in their transformation, you're probably going to have more possible points of failure for your, you know, for your engineering. So, I mean, I actually don't like the super complex transformations. I mean, I think a transformation works best when it's relatively intuitive. I mean, you can have something that's several steps, and I want the figure to look good in both modes, but I don't need it to be like completely animation accurate in both modes. And in order to achieve that, you have to basically turn the figure inside out in order to do that. I mean, that the extreme case is that third version of Optimus Prime, where they have like two sets of windows, two sets of grills, you know, everything. It just seems mm-hmm. overkill. And I think a lot of the cost of the figure is probably going into all that additional engineering design and intricacy. And I don't even really want that. So I don't know.
No, that's a good point. You know, if any of the listeners out there want to chime in with their opinions on what seems to be going on with Masterpiece right now, and does it fit the quality that you're seeing with regards to where the, you know, engineering is, let us know. We're kind of thinking about this and taking kind of a bit of a I don't know, an impartial, like a unofficial survey. Yeah, so there you go. But anyway, that's it for my topic this week. Jeremy, do you have anything to talk about?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, got some Flame Toys stuff. The first thing here is a Furei model Windblade color sample. So they finally figured out Windblade, and we have an image here of the sample. And I also have in our doc here a link for the original sketch, so you can compare them. And I really like what they've done here. The original sketch, my biggest complaint was the wings. And I know most people had issues with things like the butt and stuff, and that is what it is. But the wings just looked horrible, in my opinion, and they've really fixed it. This looks like Windblade. She's posed in this image where you can't really see what they've done, you know, with her butt. So I think it'll be fine, but she's posed in like standing, kind of doing the superhero landing, and then sitting down. And I don't know, I just think it looks really good. It looks like there's a fan in the wings like it should be. I'm not sure if it would spin or not, but I'm really happy with what they've done here. Pre-orders are in March, and no release date has been mentioned. So Daryl, let's start with you. What do you think of this Windblade, and, you know, compared to the original?
I like it. I think it looks good. The original sketch, I haven't really gone into any kind of like depths to see whether or not this new version's caused any kind of uproar. I know that the day that this image kind of dropped, it flooded Twitter. So there were a lot of people talking about it, just kind of saying that it's here, and I like it.
Well, I think most people that I saw online also thought it was an improvement.
Good. Well, that's good. But
I haven't spent too much time like looking for the responses.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think I know that Epic is she was supposed to be on the show today. She's not feeling well, so she passed. But she's really looking forward to this.
She didn't pass.
She passed on coming on tonight. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but so she's really looking forward to this.
She's still
this
alive, figure. Is what Jeremy's trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. No. She's not dead. No. So she's really looking forward to this figure. So eventually we'll have her back on the show. We'll get her opinion on this, because I know that she was really upset when they kind of pulled it. So this, I like it. And I do like what you you kind of pointed out about the wings. And yeah, they're almost in complete redesign. I do mm-hmm. see the similarities. Like, they really didn't do a whole heck of a lot with the torso and the legs. They seem to look fairly similar to what they were originally.
There's some stuff on the arms that they've changed.
Yeah.
Like, there was like this sword thing on the arm that's gone now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it looks good. I mean, it looks like Windblade. And I mean, I remember we talked about it before that Windblade's original design had the breastplate was one large chunk. There weren't two mm-hmm. individual breasts like there are in this design. But Windblade in the comics eventually did get two boobs, right? So the design changed in the comics.
Right.
These ones are much more human looking, if that's what, you know, is bothering people. But get over it. I mean, if you don't like it, don't buy it. This is not your Windblade if that's what you want. There's got to be half a dozen or more toys out there that you can have. But yeah, this, I think it looks really good.
Charles, I know you are like me and you have at least one Flame Toys model kit that is still in the box.
Yes.
Would you add this to it?
Probably not. It is an improvement over the original sketch, but I do feel like it's still kind of too human proportion for me, like too sexy, I guess. Which, I mean, it's fine.
Get over it, Charles.
No, I am over it. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but everyone else can buy it, so everyone's happy. I mean, it's fine. It looks good. It's a good looking figure, but yeah, for me, I like my bots, you know, a little bit more blocky and less curvy. So, you know, that's all.
A few more right angles.
Yeah. What do you have against female bots?
Hate them. No, yeah. It's fine. It's definitely a different style compared to what I prefer, but you know, it's funny because I mean, we'll get into this with the next figure you talk about, but I would actually go in the opposite direction for the next figure. So we'll talk about that when we get to that, but
all right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a nice figure, and I'm sure it would be fun to put together. It's just not the design that I would pick. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how big this is going to be, but I think particularly like her arms and waist and stuff, that's going to be tricky, you know, with someone with larger hands. It just, I think that there's going to be lots of like small pieces that have to stick together, and mm-hmm. I don't know, but you know, we'll see when it comes out. I've been told Flame Toys is going to be having a lot more announcements this month. One that we have that was recent is their Kuro Karakuri line, which is their non-model kits, just the action figures. We have a Starscream that was announced. This thing looks really good. Charles is very blocky, no curves. But it looks like a good modern take on Starscream. I think this line is there. It's not really based on any existing designs. It's kind of their own in-house. But I think he looks great. He's got, it looks like instead of kind of missile looking null blasters, he's got actual, they look more like guns. I don't know. He has everything that you expect Starscream to have except for a cape. So Charles, you said you were going to be different on this one. So what do you think?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a good looking Starscream, but yeah, I would actually, at least for me, I feel like Starscream is more, this Starscream is a little bit chunkier than I usually see Starscream. You know, he's, mm-hmm. I think Starscream is more, he's a little bit more slimmed down. He's not the bulky kind of, you know, big tank guy. He's more like the sleek, sophisticated air warrior. So I would shave a little bit off those thick thighs and arms there and make him just a little bit sleeker.
The legs in particular are very kind of, they're thick and they make him seem kind of shorter than he should be.
Yeah. This is way too much nitpicking. It's a good figure. It's, you know, if you're a fan of Starscream, this is a good figure.
right? And this is non-transforming, so they are able to put a lot more detail into it. Daryl, what do you think? Do you like your figures chunky like this?
Mm. Mother approves of this one, eh, Charles? The shoulder intakes are insanely tall on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And is it cold where he is? I don't know what's going on here. Those are some perky nips. I will give it to him. He looks kind of badass. There, he's doing one thing that all these Kurokuri figures have not done, and he doesn't seem to be doing any kind of pelvic thrusting, which
well, this is just a sketch.
Oh, it's true, right? The figure is definitely going to do it then.
I mean, they're posable, so you can pose them however you want, Daryl. You can thrust that pelvis as much as you want.
They can do the Macarena.
He looks good. I do think the arm cannons are kind of large. His legs are pretty thick. Hey, it's a stylized Starscream, so you know, I think it looks good. He's in G1 colors. He's not movie-verse, so I think he's cool.
Awesome. We don't really have any other information about this one except for this image. Hopefully we'll get more information soon, but yeah, that's looks great. And that's all I got this week. Charles, what do you have?
All right, well, I've got some more War for Cybertron repaints. And so... we're not sure. These are not official announcements. So, you know, these showed up on TFW 2005 by way of some Facebook groups. One was from Cybertron Philippines. But we've got some repaints of existing War for Cybertron figures. So we've got the Zombie/Rust Barricade and a purple clear Paleotrex. So, you know, these might be coming up in the Kingdom line. You know, you can think of that barricade, or, you know, I guess it's barricade/prowl/smokescreen/blue streak.
It'll be a Netflix figure.
Yeah. So, you know, you had all those recolors in the Netflix show. This could be one of those zombies that attacked the Autobots in the Sea of Rust when they were trying to get the Allspark. So maybe that's what that's coming from. And then I don't know why there's a purple clear Paleotrex. So that's one of the fossilizers that's coming in the Kingdom line. So yeah, we're not really sure what the origin of that is. And then some more, another set of repaints. We've got a Ironhide redeco, a Siege Ironhide redeco, and a Cheetor redeco. So the Siege Ironhide is all gray and white, so looks like it could be one of the Quintesson drone soldiers that the Quintesson had in Earthrise, in the first episode of episode of Earthrise. So you know, it's just a repaint of Ironhide in gray and white. And then the Cheetor, I mean, I'm not really sure what's different about this Cheetor. Just is it just the face? It looks, it's, I don't know, it's toy accurate redeco of Cheetor. So I guess if you're looking for something that looks very much like the original Beast Wars toy, that's what it looks like. So yeah, currently these are all rumored. They're coming. We just got some of these images from TFW 2005. So you know, we don't have any official word on when these are coming or if these are part, you know, are going to be like exclusives or something, but they look interesting. I mean, I'm happy to have decos that really go all in on the kind of Rust, you know, deco, but I wish they would leave that out of the original characters, like make the original characters clean. And then you could have the other decos for these really beat up, you know, characters here. But Daryl, what do you think of these repaints?
Not a huge fan. I think we were talking before the show that when I first saw the barricade one, I thought it was a custom. I guess, I mean, if it is, then it's a great custom. If it's not, then it just looks like a dirty figure. I just, some of these I don't see as being like Walmart stock kind of thing, like stuff, something, nothing that you're going to see on the shelves of a big box store, you know, the Sparkless Ironhide, like these are all super, super niche figures. Will they mm-hmm. be select figures? That's what I kind of lean towards. Something mm-hmm. that you'd have to order. Maybe a Hasbro Pulse figure, if they are, even if they're not. I mean, I'm really not into any of them. They're cool for the show, I guess. If they're, you know, they're kind of those figures that fill in little pieces of like drones and whatnot. But I'm the what is this? The Barricade. He's been used a lot. Like that mold has been used a ton already, and it's a good mold. But come on, like, let's not kill it here. And the Paleo Trex, I've already sworn off all those fossilizer molds, and the Cheetor as well. I'm assuming they're kind of like by order figures, and they're all skippable for me.
Just to go back to the Netflix example, we had Scrap Face, the recolor of Reflector that showed up in Earthrise, and then was also came out as a Netflix variant in Walmart.
That's true.
I have no idea how it probably didn't sell very well, but at least there's precedent for putting these variant colors in as Netflix Walmart characters. But yeah, I mean, but that was a named character that got characterization in the show. I don't think any of these figures got any real characterization.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you're definitely right, Daryl. I mean, these are pretty skippable if you've already got an Ironhide, if you've already got a Prowl or a Blue Streak or a Barricade or a Smokescreen, you're probably not picking this one up.
Yeah.
And then the Cheetor, I mean, if you're a fan of Beast Wars and you want a toy accurate Cheetor, maybe this is the one you want over the original Kingdom Cheetor. The Paleo Trex, and the fossilizers don't do it for me at all. So I'm not getting a purple or a bone white Paleo Trex. Jeremy, what do you think of these guys?
I really think that the Sparkless would be a Netflix figure, probably like you were saying, Daryl, a Hasbro Pulse or something like that. Or could go to Walmart as just an exclusive. But I think that that will be in Netflix packaging. I don't know. The Paleo Trex, the purple makes me think Megatron. I'm wondering if there's going to be some kind of special packaging or something where he would be bundled together. On the Ironhide, I don't think it's a Sparkless Ironhide, because looking at his midsection, like at the bottom of his windshield, I think that is the Quintesson faction symbol that we saw on the show. And here I put a link in the chat to that from the TF Wiki.
Yeah,
that seems to be it. It's like a yellow blob here, but it seems to be the same shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is kind of one of those generic bots. So could be another Netflix figure. I mean, I figure they're going to stretch this out for a while with these figures, and they've already made their money on the mold. So why not put out these variants that they've created through the show, where there was no other Ironhide variant other than Ratchet, really. So now you get all these like recolors you can just throw in because they were in like one scene. Yep. So I don't know. I mean, these, all of these redecos and stuff, they're very skippable, like you guys said, but I find the colors on the Rusty, Barricade, Prowl, whatever. I really like the way it looks, and I doubt it would be, but if they could like have it textured a little bit, I think that would really come off as a really interesting figure too. But I don't know. They look nice, but they would only be for completionists, I'm sure.
All right. Well, that's my toy topics. So we will finish up the toy section and move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the amazing Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a video so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition on YouTube. We'll also have the audio right here in the podcast so you can keep listening as we describe everything we got in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's show off the stuff we got, and I'll start it off with Jeremy.
All right. Well, the first thing, it's not really Transformers, but it affects the podcast. I got a new microphone thanks to some Christmas money and other stuff. I paid $38 for a $300 microphone. I figured that was a good deal. It's a Electro Voice RE320 if you're interested. So that was fun. And then I got a pre-order in, another one that I forgot about. This is the Ectotron second version from the new movie, and comes with a variant of the IDW comic book number one. I gotta say that after having stuff like Gigawatt, the packaging on this has really gone down a peg. This is not good packaging at all. Well, for one, there's this little sticker thing. I tried pulling it off and it was going to tear the cardboard, so I don't know what I'm going to do there. The artwork, you know, it's got G1 artwork, really cool. It's got on this side, an officially licensed GM sticker, so that's cool. Ghost Corp. So, I mean, the artwork and stuff is great. I love it, but the feel of the packaging, it's really flimsy. You can probably, I don't know, but the figure looks great. I haven't obviously taken them out yet. I've heard good things about Ectotron. The only real difference is cosmetic on this. It's got a new head and rust spots to make it look like it's been sitting in a barn, like it will be whenever that movie comes out. And he's got Slimer and then another ghost that's going to be from the new movie. Daryl, you have the original one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
did he
I.
come with the proton pack?
It's right there.
Yes.
Okay. He did come with that. So basically just cosmetic changes in this blue ghost.
The proton pack transforms into all the gear on top of Ecto-1 when he's in car mode.
So I'm looking forward to getting him out of the box. I haven't had a chance yet.
Bag and board the comic and transform him into car mode.
Yeah. So that's all I got this week.
All right. I'll go next. I got a comic. I got Transformers number 26. This is the Freddie Williams cover. This has the wraparound cover, so there's Megatron on the front and
don't take it out of the bag.
Prime on the back.
Oh, nice!
Hot damn!
So, yeah. So I don't know why it was delayed a week. It was supposed to come out the week before, but
is that cover A or?
Yeah, it's cover A. Cover A is the wraparound.
It's odd that they would do a wraparound for a cover A and not a retail incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's blurry, but that says cover A. All right, so that's my comic, and courtesy of friend of the show and part-time co-host Dr. Pants, I got Earthrise Thrust.
Wow.
There he is, and nice. There is his fake cone head on the back.
That's the real cone head.
That's the real cone head. The fake cone head is right there. Yeah. It's a good figure. I like it. I transformed it a couple times. I like the Thrust is my favorite cone head because he's got the VTOL takeoff wings. I like those. He looks cool. He's the coolest looking cone head to me. So
agreed. The maroon.
Yeah, really great color scheme too.
Nice.
Yeah. And the guns detach, so you can move when he's in jet mode. You can put him on the underside of the wings. I don't know if this is in all the Earthrise packaging, but Thrust's packaging has a mercenary symbol there.
Hmm.
So you know he was a mercenary in the Earthrise cartoon. So I don't know if that's a reference to that.
I would assume so. Is there a Decepticon logo on him?
Yes, he does, and the packaging does show him as a Decepticon. So, but he is cool. He is a Cybertron villain. He's on the team Seeker Elite. He's not just a Seeker; he's a Seeker Elite, and he's got this weird symbol there.
Hmm.
Thrust. Thank you, Dr. Pants. Another target find from Dr. Pants. He got me that rung a few months ago. Although I paid for this one. He gifted me the rung, but I wasn't going to let him spend this much money on me. So
the first hit's always free.
So thanks, Dr. Vance. And that's what I got. Daryl, wrap it up for us.
Cool. I'm going to have to talk to Dr. Pants, too, because I'm going to need myself a thrust myself. I, too, got a comic. It is Transformers number 26. I got the RI, though, because this is some gorgeous Alex Milne art that I had to get. And I missed out on the previous week's Alex Milne stuff, so I was fighting for this one. This is just a great, great Alex Milne cover of somebody's chest exploding, and it's just great. So, yeah.
Termagex.
No, don't spoil it. So, yeah, that's a really great cover, and Alex knocked it out of the park again. And my toy for this week is one that has been shown off before because Jeremy procured it for me, and I probably have to pay him for it, I think. It's Gigawatt. Yeah, that's my Gigawatt here. It's probably going to stay in the box. I have seen these in stores in here, but I saw one. They're $59.99 here in Canada, which is way more expensive than they are in the States. But yeah, these are looking good. I've seen one that's been opened as well in one of the stores here. Somebody's trying to steal something out of this. Yeah, these things look fantastic. The Mr. Fusion. Yeah, it's looking great. I love it. It looks awesome. I love all the artwork on it. The tech specs, it's great. The four-step transformation at the top. All of this is just fantastic. I love every minute of it. And thank you again to Jeremy for procuring this for me.
I'm glad the mail works in one direction. Still waiting on the package Daryl sent in December.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The same time I sent Charles's that he got already, I sent one to Jeremy, and it has not arrived yet.
Did you guys ever get my Christmas cards?
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Mail is just screwed up. Although I sent that package to Daryl FedEx.
Yes, it's true. And they kicked the shit out of it.
Well, okay. Would you rather, not get it?
I mean, I could get the insurance money for it at that point, I guess. But
it's got to come over the border somehow.
It's going to, yeah. But yeah, no, I appreciate all the stuff that Jeremy's helped me with over the years. And I'm sure he's going to help me with something in the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's it. That's all I got this week. It has been slower up here now that we're in lockdown in Ontario right now. So, and there's rumors that they're actually going to put in a curfew and shit. Like, they're going to get tough on it because they really just, they're getting sick of people being assholes and they want to squash this. So they're going to get really hardcore on it. So I don't expect to have a whole heck of a lot in the future. Yeah. I've got a couple things that I can kind of space out, and I might have some stuff from the archive that I can pull out one or two things.
Metroplex.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's a Metroplex. Yeah. Have you guys heard of Metroplex? He's cool. Yeah. Hey,
you should try Metroplex in your new baby stroller and see how
it mm-hmm. Yep. I can do that too. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got this week.
All right. That will do it for this episode of Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will finish up the show with convention news.
Hey, a couple sad convention news items this week. Wonderfest 2021 was scheduled for February 7th, but due to COVID-19 cases going up in Japan, they have new regulations saying that conventions can only allow 500 people, and Wonderfest was expecting 6,500 with just their exhibitors. So they're hoping to push it back, I guess, to next year. I'm sure there will be some online reveals for whatever was going to show up.
6,500 exhibitors.
Holy cow.
Well, people. So like one company might have, you know.
Well, I know that, but that's just exhibitors. That doesn't include anybody that's coming in, right?
And it's a big show.
Mm-hmm.
Also canceled is Toy Fair New York 2021. It was going to be May 1st through 4th. And I think we had, when they announced that it was going to happen, we doubted that it would actually end up happening. They have said that plans for Toy Fair Dallas in October 2021 are still on course. And they're going to do a mix of physical and digital opportunities, they describe it, throughout the year. So we'll see. Hopefully the Dallas one can happen. It, you know, that October is a long way away. You know, we'll see what the vaccine situation is like. Yeah, I'm not expecting any in-person conventions to happen, at least until then. Anyway, that is it for convention news this week.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions. And before we end, of course, we got to give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrions. So thank you to John4x Levengood and Dinobot Maximize. You guys are awesome. Thank you for continuing to support the show. We really appreciate it. And that's
so weird
it.
That
so
there's two now.
They're multiplying.
That's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
All right. Shall we go over to live broadcasts? We might start on time.
Oh, I need to go downstairs and do something for about 10 minutes. Hold on.
Daryl, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, Big Daddy.
I don't know.
Coming in loud and clear.
No, let's go.
We can always talk about Mandalorian.
It's over. Get over it. It's over.
Next week, we can talk about WandaVision.
Yeah. That's something Daryl to talk about, happy. Finally. And it comes with essentially the same kind of gimmicks that that was. Somebody just burp?
Oh, sorry. I thought I was muted.
That was awesome. Well done. You see Shia LaBeouf's penis in it? It's that was weird.
No, I mean, should we start with that, or does it only come up when the? I'll just ask.
You're the boss.
Charles wants to be the producer now.
Yeah. I'm asking. I was asking.
Listen, you just be the talent. We'll handle the rest.
This one, we want to really thank our Patreon supporters and donators.
All right. And that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. So stop. Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
What? You're lucky I didn't say later. Oh, no, I did.